Every time we celebrate Holy Communion, we hear the words, remember me, or do this in memory of me, or do this in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread, Jesus said, remember me. Whenever you drink from this cup, remember me. What exactly does Jesus want us to remember about him? Before we answer that question, which we'll do a little later, I believe there's some things when Jesus says that he doesn't want us to remember. When we eat the bread and drink from the cup, there are some things that Jesus is excluding from our memory. So I've made a top 10 list of things that Jesus does not want us to remember at the Lord's Supper. These are things that should not occupy our minds when we come to the table of the Lord. These are things that we should, some of them, place in God's hands as we approach the table, as we come to eat the bread and drink the wine. So a top 10 list of things that Jesus doesn't want us to remember. Number 10, don't remember your personal to-do list. I'm talking to myself here a little bit too. And don't think about all the details that's on your schedule or your financial worries, the storms in your life. You carry them with you. They're always with us. They're part of us. But don't think about what's for dinner later. Remember the eating and the drinking at the Lord's table now. When you're coming to the table, focus on the presence of Jesus Christ. Focus on what God is doing in this moment. Number 9, don't remember your imperfections, thinking only of your weaknesses. We have them. But when you come to the table, don't remember them in the eating and the drinking. That's not what you're to be thinking about. Number 8, don't remember your doubts or your lack of understanding. I don't understand all this about the bread and the wine, the body and the blood. Don't think about it. Just do it. Number 7, don't remember your self-doubts. Am I good enough? Am I good enough to come to the table? Do I know enough about this? Do I understand enough? Don't think about that. Number 6, don't remember the conflicts in your life. Maybe separation from other people, conflicts that you have. Don't think about those in that moment. Don't remember your mistakes. Number 5, don't remember your mistakes when you eat and drink. And number 4, don't remember the mistakes of others. And maybe how they've hurt you. In that moment of the bread and wine, don't be thinking about that. Number 3, don't remember the guilt that you might be experiencing because of your sin. Focus on what this meal is, the presence of Christ, the joy that is here offered. Jesus isn't asking us to feel guilt when we come to the table. Number 2, don't remember the unknowns of the future. What lies ahead? What's going to happen next in the next days, weeks, months, years? Right now, we're in the presence of Christ. And number 1, don't remember your sins. That's the number 1 thing that Jesus doesn't want us to remember. Now, I know this is hard to do. Some of these things, I mean, they're a part of us. I know it's hard to do, but God forgets our sins. Why shouldn't we? In Jeremiah 31, verse 34, God says, I will forgive you your transgressions, and I will remember your sin no more. God says that. I won't even remember your sin. If God can forget our sin, so can we. I know it's hard. Psalm 103 says, God is saying, as far as the east is from the west, so far has God put our transgressions from us? I'm going north and south, aren't I? As far as the east is from the west. Oh, I was right? Okay.
We just have seen
you do this. Yeah, right. A little bit of a communion dance. Okay, so these are the things that God doesn't want us to remember. We'll think about them in our daily lives. And it seems sometimes impossible to forget these things. But in the moment of the drinking and the eating of the bread, we are called to remember Jesus, not all these other things. It's hard, but we can do it with practice. Be in the moment, focus on the bread and the wine. Our service this evening is going to end with Psalm 22. It's a traditional ending of our Maundy Thursday service. During the stripping, the altar will be stripped of all its garments as a symbol that Christ was stripped of his clothing and he suffered humiliation on the cross. And during the stripping of the altar, it's a long tradition that Psalm 22 is sung. In 1994, I wrote a rendition of Psalm 22 because I was having trouble focusing on the psalm tone, which was the same through the whole thing. There was no change in melody. It was just the whole psalm. But when I analyzed that psalm, there's some significant changes. That psalm begins with the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus said those words from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Bible scholars believe, and I hold to this, that what Jesus was doing in that moment by saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was beginning to recite Psalm 22. And he was inviting his friends and family who were with him to pray that psalm. They would have had it memorized, the whole thing. And they would have gone through the words of that psalm. It's a very important psalm. And that refrain is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it's very somber and it's sad. But the thing about this psalm is that the psalm writer isn't just remembering the suffering and the pain. After talking about the suffering and the pain and how bad things are, all of a sudden it switches and God is praised. The psalm writer and Jesus from the cross and his family and friends praise God and remember the things that God has done. And that's the way I wrote the psalm. It begins in a minor key. Starts out in a minor, somber key. But then after going on, as the psalm does, it switches to a major key. It's lighter, it's brighter, and it's praising God. And that's why the melody changes it. It lifts that up. Because from the cross, Jesus didn't, in his suffering, didn't just remember the pain and suffering he was going through. He just didn't remember all the sin. He even said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't remember all that. What he remembered was praising God. And when we get to the end of Psalm 22, that's what it's about. The end of the psalm is praising God and giving glory to God. Jesus is doing that from the cross. And when we come to the Lord's table, that's what Jesus is asking us to remember. Yeah, we're going to remember the pain. We're going to deal with the suffering that we have. We're going to deal with all that. It's all in our minds. It's part of who we are. And yet, the psalm says, don't forget to praise God. So what does the original question was, what really does Jesus want us to remember when we celebrate this meal? I have a top 10 list of things that Jesus wants us to remember. Number 10, remember that Jesus became human, one of us. He gets us and he experienced the suffering that we think about and the suffering that we have in our lives. He experienced intense suffering. Number 9, remember that God has a spiritual to-do list for us. If you're going to remember any to-do list, don't think about the stuff you got to do in your daily life. Think about what God wants us to do. In the eating and the drinking, if God has a to-do list for us, God's going to give us strength to do it. Number 8, remember your faith. Remember that you believe. At the end of communion, when we hear, you know, the body of Christ given for you, we say amen. The blood of Christ shed for you, amen. Many, many years ago, when I really needed to remember my faith at communion. And so when the bread and wine are given to me, sometimes the body of Christ given for you, I say, I believe. The blood of Christ shed for you, I say, I believe. Sometimes I need to express my faith. I believe what's going on here. That focuses me and puts me in the moment. Number 7, remember that Jesus offered peace. Shalom at the Lord's Supper. He said at the Lord's Supper, my peace I give you, my peace I leave you, my peace. When we take the bread and the wine, his body and blood, we are receiving shalom, peace. Number 6, remember the Red Sea. When people were up against it, God parted the Red Sea and saved them. That's what this meal is all about. God is saving us. Number 5, you might remember the one leper out of 10 who returned to give thanks. As you're approaching the table, a small prayer of thank you, Lord, very much helps. We come to give thanks for what God has done for us. Remember the woman that Jesus saved. This is number 4, from being stoned to death. Jesus said to her, go and sin no more. And that meal is the strength for us to go and sin no more. And number 3, remember that you're not alone. This is Holy Communion. We're taking communion with a community of believers. Communion, community, we're together. We're not alone. We are the body of Christ. Paul calls us the body of Christ. The body of Christ given for you. We are together. You're not alone. Remember that. Remember the forgiveness of sins. We say that every time we have communion. When you're offered the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, remember the forgiveness of sins. And the number 1 thing to remember, remember me. That's what Jesus said. Now, I've given you 20 things. You're not going to remember them all. I'm not going to remember them all. They come to us at different times, but this is the number 1. Jesus said, remember me. When you eat and when you drink, remember Christ crucified. Remember Christ risen from the dead. That's who Jesus is. Christ crucified, Christ risen from the dead. Remember him. Let us pray. Think for a moment about your to-do list, things that are difficult or things that are painful. Cry out to God for help. Cry out to God for forgiveness for the sins in your life. Think of all these things that we won't be thinking about when we come to the table. The wrongs that have been done to you, the wrongs you have done to others. Think about them now. Think about those things now. And for each one of them, listen to the voice of Jesus. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me.